Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Glad you could join us. The return of Lance McCullers Jr. to the mound for the Astros. And the first batter he faces grounds one to the right side. Right there is Zach DiCenzo. And that's how Lance McCullers' return begins, with a ground out to first base.
He's alive! That's Lance McCullers. Real human being, Lance McCullers, for the first time in 868 days, getting on the mound and looking all right. It wasn't great, nothing special, but this is one of those games that we will allow Lance McCullers to leave in spring training saying, yeah, I thought I had good stuff. 13 pitches, 3 outs, 0 runs allowed, 1 hit batter, and he hit 93. Boom, 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 boom. 5 big booms for Lance McCullers. He got a standing ovation from teammates as he went back into the dugout. And he should get a standing ovation from you. Yes, that's right. You. You people who were upset that poor Lance McCullers' elbow wasn't cooperating with him. Upset that the Astros gave him that contract. I think this is a day to celebrate. It's tough to come back after not having pitched in nearly 3 years. But he's back out there. And hopefully he's going to contribute to the Astros this year. Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on a Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. I am Paul Gallant. This is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. I'm not asking for apologies today for Lance McCullers. I am just asking for us all to collectively agree. It was nice to see the guy back out there and that we are rooting for this guy to return to the guy he used to be. I've never understood why Lance McCullers gets as much crap as he does. Sure, maybe you thought that the speech, ring the effing bell, we're the world champs, was corny, bury me in the age. I don't know. I like that. I like hearing that from my players. I like hearing that they're proud to be a part of this thing. And again, he tried to get his ass back out there as much as he could. And now he's finally back out there. I have very limited expectations for McCullers going forward. I do not know what he will contribute to the table this year. But I'm just happy to see the guy back out there, because it's been a long, long road to recovery. And I think we should all agree on that, huh? Hugh Dabb comments on the Twitch. The coffee guy can spin it. No, he's a pitcher. Let's call him by what he actually is. His preferred title is not coffee barista. It is pitcher. And it's nice to see him finally back out there. You can also jump in on our text line at 713-780-3776. That's how you call or text. You can also chime in on YouTube at ESPN Houston. So nice to see Lance McCullers out there. What more do I really have to say on this? Not a whole lot. How about the other thing that we saw yesterday? The Astros experiment with Jose Altuve in left field continues. And I think that's all we can really call it, if we're being polite. It's an experiment. There was a moment that I think a lot of people got excited about, where Jose Altuve perhaps had the best catch that he has ever had in left field. I suppose, low bar to clear, but ball's hit to the deep left center gap. He gets on his horse. He runs it down, catches it. Nationals end up scoring on the play, but it would have been an impossible throw for Altuve to make from all the way out there to gun the guy down. It was a really nice play. And you're wondering, okay, well, if we get more of those than that awful attempt at a catch at the wall that he had not too long ago, we're going to be feeling okay about Altuve in left field. And then something happened a little bit later. Oh, God. This one was rough. Ball's popped up to left field. Goes right to Altuve. I mean, right to him. It wasn't going to his left. It wasn't going to his right. Maybe the ball is moving a little bit. No. Sean, this ball is going straight towards Jose Altuve. And I do not know what the hell happened. But the ball bounced off Altuve's glove, and it went far away from Jose Altuve. It, once again, looked catastrophic. Here's how it sounded on the Space City Home Network broadcast of the Astros and Nationals from spring training last night.
Course of last season was make adjustments from outing to outing, being a young player in the big leagues for the first time.
Altuve is going to have his arm tested, but before he can make the throw, he drops that fly ball. So they were going to tag up on Altuve, and we were going to get a chance to see Altuve try to throw a runner out at home. Instead, he dropped the fly ball.
Did he feel the pressure of trying to make a throw home from left field?
Perhaps. Took his eye off the ball?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got to admit, this is the one where it's just like...
See, the one at the wall where he clearly misjudged his spacing, and he jumped up for it, but still missed it, and it bounced off the wall. Semi-excusable. Yeah. This is... If you're playing high school baseball, I don't care what position you primarily play, you have to catch that. And I know that there is a big change Altuve's making. He's probably getting used to bigger gloves. He's a small guy. There's a lot of factors here. But once again, we have seen a catastrophic mistake out of Jose Altuve in the outfield. So... do we really think this is going to work? Because Joe Espada has said that the plan is for Altuve to play primarily in left field. Is that going to change now? Is that going to change? Are they willing to adapt their plan that really does feel like some combination of desperation and throwing crap at the wall, seeing what sticks? The ball's clearly not sticking in Altuve's glove, and that's a little bit concerning. Yordan Alvarez, he didn't do that when he was in left field. Maybe there's always a risk of injury when Alvarez is out there, but that was a bad error, and it completely washes away the great catch that he had in the gap. So as we focus on a bunch of different things in spring training, what Cam Smith's doing, and Jose Altuve, how he looks in left field. The left field experiment for Jose Altuve to this point has me a bit concerned. I'm curious as to how you guys feel about it. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN975. Joe Espada was asked about his day in left field. Here's what he had to say. Quote, he's displaying his speed. The other, he came in and did everything he needed to and got behind the ball. Well, he didn't do everything he needed to, Joe. He definitely did not do everything he needed to. But when you go from the infield to the outfield, the catch and transfer doesn't happen as fast as the infield. You've got a bigger glove. You got to secure the ball. It's slicing away from you. So there's some stuff that goes into it. He tried to catch it and get rid of it. It was going to be his first chance of really getting behind a ball and throwing to somebody at the plate. So the process of catching and transfer, he rushed it. Well, is he going to rush it again the next time he has an opportunity like this? And by the way, he hasn't had an opportunity like this. Isn't that a little bit concerning considering we've had all this time in spring training and he's been playing mostly in left field? Yes, it is. Question answered.
Or is it not concerning because it obviously doesn't happen that often?
I mean, that's a spin zone and a half, Sean.
I mean, just this has never happened before.
It hasn't happened before in spring.
He's played what, like 30 innings?
He's been out there and left a lot. Yeah, I would say probably 3-4 games or so.
Yeah.
Well.
Just relax. Come on. So what? He made a play that, like, I don't know, JV high school players should make. So what?
Sean, you're right, though. Like, it's JV high school players.
I was thinking about that. I was like, when I played baseball, I could have made that play. Like, that was not a hard, like, just a catch.
Yeah.
I could have gone farther. I would not have thrown the guy out. I'm willing to say that right now, that 14-year-old Sean Mays would not have thrown out a major league runner tagging up from third.
I don't think I would have either. I would have thrown it over the backside.
Four-hopped it to the catcher.
I do think I would have caught it.
I think I would have caught it. I'm pretty sure. I'm mostly sure I would have caught it.
Watch it for yourself. Would you have caught that ball hit to Jose Altuve? 713-780.
That's the question of the day.
3776.
Not the first one.
Yes. The first one, very few of us would have caught that. It was a great play.
He could have just gotten pulled.
I know. Don't you wish you got pulled down?
That inning. And just it would have been the Jose Altuve can definitely play left field show.
This probably made him a little bit better because, you know,
you learn
from your mistakes. Yeah. But that was quite the mistake.
At the very least, Jose, stop doing it on the Space City Home Network games.
Waiting for the ones that Brian McTaggart has to relay home via X.
Yeah, or Pony Express. The bad part is that, you know, we have about a week left of spring training, and then every game is going to be televised.
God.
So he doesn't have any safety net of...
No, he doesn't.
Brian McTaggart just has to describe what happened in this play.
Hugh Dabb comments... Altuve's doing his best Aaron Judge impersonation. We did see Judge do something along those lines. More comments here. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. Are we going to overanalyze every time Altuve has a mistake in a new position? I'm sure if it doesn't work, changes will be made. Relax. Move on. Sir, you need to not relax. Yeah. You need to freak out. This is not a good plan. It's not. It's fun. It's not a good plan. It's not. I'm not going to relax about this. That was a routine play. And he hasn't been out there that long, and we've seen multiple plays like this, okay? So he's made some good plays, but he's made some really bad plays. You want to talk about this, you can. 713-780-3776 to call in or text in. Are you already out on the Jose Altuve in left field experiment? Also, how's Kyle Tucker doing to open up the major league season? We'll discuss. Stay put.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Jose Altuve had a nice play in the deep left center gap yesterday against the Nationals that we all got to see on TV. But he also, a little bit later, had a really bad error on a pop-up straight to him with a runner that was about to tag up from third. Perhaps he felt the pressure and pressed a little bit too hard, but ball bounced off his glove, went into foul territory. He had to run over to corral it. It's a real bad look. And I'm very skeptical about how well this is going to work over the course of the regular season because the Astros have told us he's going to be playing in left field. From the 713 on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. So Altuve is horrible out there. This is how the Stros are beginning their rebuild, throwing Altuve in the lion's den. What happened with Mauricio Dubon? Well, I guess Dubon could potentially be playing second base. And I guess that gives you a better defender at second base. This is the Gold Glove utility guy we're talking about. And I like Dubon. You know, if we're talking about all those Astros outfielders that are playing a game of musical chairs the last couple of years with Chaz McCormick and Jake Myers and Mauricio Dubon, I'd prefer Dubon to be in the lineup. And I guess I would prefer Dubon to be at second base over Altuve based off of what we have seen recently from him. Just not to say Altuve's bad at second base, but I think Altuve's better at second than he is in the outfield. Junior Broncos claims otherwise on Twitch. If anyone has earned a long leash, it's our boy, Altuve. Altuve's worst defense at second is so much better than his best defense in the outfield. Wait, Jack, maybe I misinterpreted that. So his worst defense at second, yes.
He's saying he deserves a long leash.
But he's better at second than he is in the outfield.
Yes, okay. Which I would agree with.
Okay.
It's just like how bad versus... How much worse does he have to be at left field for him... to for it to balance out, or for the scales to tip the other way, where he's bad at second, but that's more important.
Right.
But can you be worse at left field and it be less important? And I would say you should start by catching routine fly balls. That is like the bare minimum. What? I don't think we had any doubt that he could catch routine fly balls.
Right.
That was the thing. The play he messed up last week, jumping at the wall, that was one where I'm like, listen, honestly, that's more credit to Altuve for like trying to make that play.
Yeah.
But ultimately, like if he just plays it off the bounce or plays it off the wall and is just super conservative, like that's not good defense, but it's not disaster zone. You just need to avoid disaster.
And that was the disaster.
That was the disaster this past, the one that we were talking about, dropping the fly ball.
Right.
Disaster. Good play. Good play the, you know, inning or two before that, making the running catch back. But should have got pulled right there. Go out on top.
But you need these opportunities.
No,
for
you
him,
need
clearly.
The reps. I know you need the reps. But
ugh. Yeah, I mean,
it would have been a more fun show today if that second opportunity didn't happen.
It is spring training, and Altuve is training out there. But I mean, we need some sort of montage. I think.
Yeah. Can we montage this?
We need to montage this up. Push it to the limit.
Yeah.
Limit. Jose Altuve's 5'7", playing in the outfield, and that is not ideal.
There's no way outfield. There's no way. Or no easy way out.
There's no easy way out.
He's driving a Lamborghini
night. Yeah. Oof. I hope that things get better. That's really all we can do. They're not good to this point.
How? So if it, let's just say it stays at this level of defense. And let's say he can catch routine fly balls at some point, which he has. It's just the last one he didn't. They're obviously going to roll with this into the regular season. Like, I don't think they pull the plug with how strident they've been, as he's already given away his glove to a little kid, which in the moment, I think we're both like, maybe should keep that. How long does he have to be bad in left field? Just say he's this bad. How long does he have to be until they think about or eventually do make the change and say, actually get back to second base?
I think we'll know in a month. I think if in a month we see 3 or 4 of these, like, that'll be enough.
I think it's like if it costs some games too. Like, true. If this happened in like the bottom of the 7th in a 2-run game, like
that'll be bad.
That's a good way to get moved back to second base. I think also part of it has to do with one Cam Smith and maybe even Zach DiZinzo to a lesser degree. If these guys are ready to play corner outfield spots, then that it kind of becomes like a, wait, now they have corner outfielders. Move this guy back to second base.
More comments here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Shetty says, if Dubon is going to play almost every game like last year, then start Dubon in left field. This plug and play is like my kid's 6-year-old baseball game when another kid doesn't show up. Oh, boy. And there's other texters that are like that. Stupid plan. Dubon in left. Altuve at second. Problem solved.
They should do Dubon in right and Chaz in left just because Dubon has a better arm. But yes. But in general, have that outfield spot outfield spot taken up by Dubon. And then you hope that Cam Smith replaces Chaz at some point.
We'll see what happens. More text on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston from the 972. Pretty sure Gallant's lack of successful dates is because the girls then listen to him on the radio and learn how annoying he is. I mean, that might be true. That certainly might be true.
At least one person. That had to have been the case for one person.
There is one person who legitimately told me that they did not like the sound of my voice, and that was it. It was on the apps. We hadn't even met yet. And
she
had said,
heard your voice?
No. Well, she had dated somebody else in sports radio in Houston, apparently. And I think she was just turned off all sports radio people. I think it was Alex Gold. Not even kidding. Pretty sure it was him. I think she was just like turned off by all radio people altogether. Sorry, Alex Gold. Like
Alex Gold is like, what the hell just happened?
No, like she brought it up. Like, oh, did you know Alex Gold? And I said, like, kind of. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, I don't really like radio people. And I'm like, what the hell, dude? That's kind of messed up.
And yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, I'd say, a little messed up to then tell the story.
It's like a little racist, you know? A racist against radio people.
We're just hardworking guys.
I will admit, last night I went to Post Malone. Post Malone was awesome. I was blown away.
No fires?
One more time?
No fires? No electrical fires?
Right. The NRG Stadium survived. He was great. He walked on to the stage barefoot, and he played all of his hits with a little country twang to it. Oh, my God. It truly one of the best concerts I've seen in person. And, I rant and rave about how NRG Stadium acoustics aren't great. And they weren't great for it, but, I mean, he crushed it. The guy is absolutely masterclass when it comes to musician. He is fantastic. And before that, just speaking of, you know, the opposite sex and the pursuit of such, I was at a table with some people. I'm wearing my Houston Oilers shirt last night. And someone comes up to me and says, like, oh, why are you wearing that? I'm like, because it's a Houston Oilers shirt. And this girl says, it's Cowboys Day. I guess it was Cowboys Day at the rodeo or something. I don't know. And she said, like, why aren't you wearing something Cowboys? So I said, because the Cowboys suck. Why would I be caught dead wearing anything? But that's Cowboys. And she got a little annoyed. But there's somebody that was right nearby who I kind of like, who was a Cowboys fan. And she heard it. And then this girl said, yeah, now you never have a chance with her. Like, just aloud in front of all of us. It was super awkward. But I stand by what I said. I even doubled down. I was like, I would tell her that no matter what. I would try to save her. Like, you're a Cowboys fan? Sorry. Hun, we're saving you. It's Brian effing Schottenheimer. That's what I said. I was like, you guys have Brian Schottenheimer as a head coach. You don't think you suck? What are we talking about here?
Captain Save a Cowboy fan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't turn a Cowboy fan into a housewife.
Maybe not. Maybe not. From the 832 on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, could someone please explain why white people love to walk around barefoot? That is a great question. I don't. I like socks.
Yeah. No, I definitely need at least something on my feet. I don't like, I never like going outside. Like, even as a kid, when, like, you would go play outside and, like, my cousins and stuff would be outside barefoot, I'd be like, I need to put on some shoes because I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't want to step around grandma's house barefoot.
Right. And look, for me, especially now that I've changed up my cat's litter to this crystal stuff, which is great because, you know, there's less of the clay, like, smell and all that stuff. But these things get tracked around the house, and they're like little Legos if you step on them. Yeah, they're not fun to step on. I'm not sure how long I'm going to keep with this. But I've been walking around, like, with my cowboy boots, like, to go out to the rodeo and stuff a couple of times, and I've stepped on it, and it just makes these loud crunches. So, yeah, I always wear socks, and I usually wear slippers, too. I have these, like, orthotic slippers because, yeah, I'm old and got the plantar fasciitis. So don't laugh. You're going to be there too someday.
I know.
You're going to be there soon. Anyway,
just hearing the word orthopedic slippers. Just maybe
walking barefoot hurts my feet. Like, it's when I'm on vacation, my feet always end up hurting after a little bit of time.
What about, like, flip-flops? Can you do flip-flops?
I have a pair of Birkenstocks, which apparently are, what are those, whenever I wear them.
I was going to say, of course you do.
Well, I mean, again, I didn't buy them. My mom bought them. Well, I'm going to throw them away. They're nice.
Yeah. Say, Mom.
Mom, why'd you give me these? Like, no, I don't care.
Mom.
They look fine. By the way, Kyle Tucker, we mentioned that on the other side. He was 1-for-4 today with an RBI double and a walk. 1-for-8 in the series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers swept them. Shohei Ohtani hit a home run that clearly wasn't a home run, and they weren't going to overturn it because it was in Japan. And the other fun little tidbit that happened there, Eagles quarterback Rodney Pete, remember him from back in the day? I think he was on the Lions for a little bit too. Have you ever played, what was that game? Tecmo Bowl, Rodney Pete was the quarterback for the Lions. I always played with them because they had Barry Sanders too. But Rodney Pete made an incredible catch as Max Muncy honestly misplayed a ball that he had to climb over the foul line screen over. And he basically just Bartmaned Max Muncy. It was really cool. It was actually a good play. Max Muncy was pissed about it, but I was like, dude, you missed that. What are you mad about?
Yeah, I was going to say, Rodney Pete's, his glove was under Max Muncy's glove.
Yeah. Pete didn't do anything wrong. He made a great catch. Everyone's like dumping on Pete.
And then he put the...
Oh, yeah, and then he put it behind him, too. It was smooth.
I was like, that. I can't explain why, but that is like how a professional athlete reacts to making that play versus a regular human, like, catches it and looks at their glove and, like, whatever, and probably looks at Max Muncy like, sorry. Rodney Peach is like, nope, I got it.
That was casual.
Got it, not you.
And Muncy was so pissy about it. Classic Dodgers.
Does he live in Japan?
I don't know.
Or did he fly out to watch this game?
Good question. Maybe he does. Maybe he's a diehard Dodger fan? Because I think he's wearing a Dodgers jersey there. I don't know. It was a random sight of all people, Rodney Pete.
I think baseball should do this. Just have random NFL players.
I like that.
Former NFL players interact with their game.
And we can play, hey, remember that guy on the radio? You know, nostalgia. A lot of people say that's the lowest form of conversation. I say it's the best. Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Jose Altuve on left field. It needs work. At best, if you want to weigh in on that. Also up next, soft boys. Who's been soft in the world of sports? Your nominations. Bring them to the table. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5.
Soft boys, in a tough sitch, Ime Udoka thinks you're a bitch.
In honor of the time that Ime Udoka, last year, got in LeBron James' face and said, you're a soft-ass boy, after he was bitching and moaning up and down the court, we do this every Wednesday at 12:30. Soft boys, who's been soft in the world of sports? Comment on YouTube on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. The soft boys theme is a true gem, but I've been sinking Ime Udoka to the tune of the Highway Cantina, Copacabana, and I blame Pauly G. First off, pour one out for the Highway Cantina. I drove by it the other day. It made me sad. All the expansion that's going on around there. There's some great restaurants, like our friends at Cobos, who are ultimately going to get affected by it. I hope Jim Crane makes everything a lot nicer in the area, but I don't know. And this highway expansion, is it going to make things a pain in the ass to get around to? Is it going to make it difficult to get the Astros games and Rockets games? Probably.
At least in the meantime, it's going to be way harder.
Yeah, I mean,
be a nightmare.
It was already bad enough. Now people are going to have more of an excuse to show up 3 hours late. Anyway, Ime Udoka. Okay.
Yeah, there might be something there.
We'll think about it.
Playoffs, I don't know.
When we get closer and closer to the playoffs, right? March NBA basketball is frustrating. Someone texted in too. They want us to get into March Madness talk. We'll get to it eventually. I have not filled out my bracket. I'll be honest. I haven't even looked at the bracket. I haven't looked at it. I just know the Cougs are in. I know that Texas is in. I know that Texas Tech is in.
Texas is in the first four.
Yeah. Right, but they're in. Kind of in.
Yes.
Do you not acknowledge it as actually making the tournament?
You made it, but you didn't, like, really make it.
Just because you want Ronnie Terry gone.
No. I think what UNC did, and here you go, listener. Here's some tourney talk. What UNC did in their fan base, like, puffing their chest out after beating San Diego State, like, that, have some self-respect. You're North Carolina.
Yeah, San Diego State, at least historically, is good, so it's not like it's a nothing program.
You're sticking your chest out after winning a game to become the 11th seed.
Yeah.
Get bent. Yeah, just, what happened to this once proud program?
It is sad. I mean, a lot of programs have hit rock bottom. I know my Syracuse Orange, the graduating class this year, they've never seen them make the tournament. Anyway, soft boys, who's been soft in the world of sports? Rafael Devers. This is soft, bro. Devers, last week, spoke with reporters and said he's now open to being the Red Sox DH after being adamant that third base was his position. Okay, so at the very least, he's bending the knee to Alex Bregman like he should. But this is pathetic. You throw that big old hissy fit in a press conference and you back down this quickly? Has he been making a lot of Jose Altuve-esque plays at third base? Altuve in left field, to be specific. Plays at third base? Because Devers does make a lot of those. Devers is cartoonishly bad defensively. So I don't understand why it was ever a question. I know that the Red Sox were thinking about moving Bregman to second base, at least floating it before they signed him. But, I mean, once he's in the building, move him to third. Yeah. He's a full glover.
I think they also have at least one prospect that's going to make the opening day roster. That's a second baseman. So I think they're going to put that guy at second. And so then they can't put Bregman there. But right. Yes, soft boy, physically soft as well.
He is physically soft. Boop.
In the middle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. He's the Pillsbury Doughboy. Give him a little squeeze.
Good hitter, though.
Very good hitter. Very good hitter. The Denver Nuggets are soft for resting their stars against the Warriors on Monday. You've heard me rant and rave about this nonstop. I hate how many NBA teams still rest their star players on a regular basis, especially when you've got a good game that some people are potentially going to watch either in person or on TV. Now, to the Nuggets' credit, they won because Russell Westbrook went out of his mind, had a great game. He's been doing very well for Denver this season. But I thought that was soft. And I also think after the game, Steve Kerr whining that Steph Curry needs rest, that was also soft. And Adam Silver, commissioner of this sport, guys are resting left and right, and you supposedly put in rules that would punish people who are regularly resting star players. You have not stopped it at all. It is the exact same as it was before. Same as it ever was, in the words of the talking heads. What are we going to do here? Nothing? Oh, okay. Great. Soft Boys continues. Rory McIlroy. Did anyone see this last week? So, in a practice round at TPC Sawgrass, which I guess ultimately Rory McIlroy won over the weekend, University of Texas golfer Luke Potter was removed from the grounds for heckling Rory McIlroy. Video of the incident spread on social media where McIlroy, playing a practice round, hit a drive on the 18th hole into the water, then immediately turned back, walked over to Potter standing outside the ropes, asked for his cell phone, took it, and walked away. Golf.com reported that Potter referenced the 2011 Masters when McIlroy melted down on the back nine Sunday, shot an 80, and finished 10 shots behind ultimate winner Charles Schwartzel. This is so soft. I do not like Rory McIlroy. I have never liked Rory McIlroy. First off, he's Northern Irish, traitor. Second, I have always found that the PGA, putting him in this light as if he's like their shining star and all the crap that he was blabbing like as he bootlicked for the PGA during the Live PGA stuff, I thought that was gross, especially when, you know, came to find out that the whole time a merger was eventually probably in the works. I think he's incredibly soft, and I think all golfers are soft. And this is one of the reasons I don't like golf. This is one of the reasons I don't like it. I just do not relate to the average golfer unless they're John Daly. Like, golfers who go out, smoke a couple cigars, get drunk, I relate to you. But if you're one of these golfers who's getting mad about someone that's chirping in your backswing during an effing practice round and you feel the need to take someone's phone and walk away with it and not give it back, that's complete pee pants behavior from a short man.
Yeah, yeah. The fact this is a practice round, just like, really, dude? Like this.
Yeah.
And like the heckling during a practice round, I can also be like, heckling during a practice round. That's what we're doing. But especially the taking the guy's phone. Like, all right, dude.
Whatever. Pathetic.
Yeah, the golf needs a real-life Happy Gilmore to mm-hmm. happen. They need those Happy Gilmore crowds for the sport to, like, really... And I get that's what Liv's doing by just, like, playing music during the event. But you need the actual spectator experience to be better. Then tennis. Tennis the same way, yep. Where tennis... It's,
oh, you're too loud.
Yeah, it's just like...
My mental health is affected, and
guys,
yeah.
Let's try to have fun here.
It's an individual sport, but, I mean... Why are these the two sports where
it's
any crowd
chess.
Noise?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. It's not. You're not taking an SAT. You're playing a sporting event. Oh, no. Someone was loud. Completely soft. Soft Boys continues. Soft Girl. Cameron Brink is icked out, in quotes, by the online reaction to the Los Angeles Sparks, for whom she plays, call for male practice player. Saturday, April 12th, the Los Angeles Sparks announced that they would be trying out male practice players. And the responses to it, which showed a picture of Kelsey Plum, Cameron Brink, and some other Los Angeles Sparks. Let's just say, in classic internet form, you had a lot of people saying, oh, let Cameron Brink back me down. So Cameron Brink saw some of those comments and said this, quote, my confession is I'm really icked out by the potential new practice players. Usually we use college guys that also do it for the women's team at USC. She continued saying, basically, that she would prefer gay men to be out there practicing against her and the Sparks because of this. So, I don't know, a little... cisgender phobia, is that it? A little heterophobia?
Heterophobia.
Heterophobia, yeah. Listen, by and large, I don't think there's going to be a lot. There'll be some. I don't think there's going to be a lot of gay athletes out there in the LA area that are going to be able to actually give the Los Angeles Sparks a challenge.
That'd be good enough, yeah.
There might be some, for sure. But this is a weird, like, addendum. And Look, I feel for women on the internet because you're constantly dealing with comments and creeps and all that stuff. But like, Cameron, are you new to the internet? Like, this is a security concern on your, and you feel the need to talk about it on your probably starved for content podcast.
I mean,
okay,
that's the real problem here. Is just like, not everyone needs a podcast. This isn't a Cameron Brink thing. This is just a every athlete now has a podcast where
yep.
they have to comment on something. Yeah, what I would tell Cameron, it's like, hey, don't worry. I think 99.9% of the people leaving horny comments
are probably fat slobs. Right?
Yeah, they're not going to be the guys that you're actually going to have to play against.
Exactly. Soft Boys continues. Chicago radio host Dan Bernstein. I mean, my God.
Oh, repeat offender.
This guy. Bernstein. This guy is something else.
Bernsey or whatever. Whatever he got.
He got mad at somebody for calling him Bernsey who didn't know him well. So he hosts a radio show at 670 The Score in Chicago. He was fishing. He posted a caption of a fish that he caught saying, "This was a hell of a fight." But a follower claimed the fish was a pregnant northern pike and also said, "Yeah, dude, you clearly killed it." And Dan Bernstein, after a couple of comments, joined in on this, got out of his mind.
Yeah, because he was saying that he's going to catch and release, right?
Right. Because he's a big conservationist.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, a lot of fishing experts said, yeah, that pike's clearly going to die. Like, it's the blood was essentially
around its gills. Yeah.
Right. Blood around its gills. It seemed like it had clotted, you know, like, yeah. It's not looking good. So Bernstein, in response to somebody saying, LOL, that's not walleye. That's a northern pike getting ready to spawn. Dan killed it and seems proud of it. Dan responds, what the entire bleep is wrong with you? It was released successfully, took off like a torpedo. Go F yourself. The response, with that dried blood on the gills, sure it did, Dan. Liar. Like a shot, I never respond to trolls. But questioning my sportsmanship and conservation awareness sets me off. Want to fight? I'm a bad enemy, bleeper. This person responds saying, you were a 5'7", 165-pound fat boy. You really worry me as a bad enemy. By the way, your language continues to give you away as a very base, juvenile person. This person responds, where are you at? I have your address and phone numbers. Want it all public? Do I worry you yet? Again, this is all because somebody said, hey, man, you probably killed that pregnant fish.
And him basically saying, I know where you live.
Yep. Per Joe George, who still works at the station now in a upper management role, I believe he has been suspended for the entirety of the week.
Bernstein has.
Dan Bernstein.
Yes. Not,
which is surprising.
Not Joe George.
Yes. Not Joe George. Not Joe George. Upper management job.
Okay, that would have been quite the reveal. That
it's like, Joe's just been suspended this whole time.
The other guy in this comment thread is actually Joe George.
That would be funny.
Saying Bernstein killed some fish. Bernstein, I'm just going to say, little bit of a crazy guy.
Crazy, but also soft. 713-780-3776 to call in to text in. Who's most likely to pull a Dan Bernstein on internet commenters? On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Not soft, LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball's back. And he's without a foot. But he had a cool comment to say about his foot, now amputated, and the rest of his body, as the LeVar Ball brand is back.
Instead of killing the big baller, they amputated my foot. I just got a missing foot, that's all. So it makes me feel way better in looking at the outcome to go forward, because I still want to be on this journey, and I look at it like this too. I got a lot of limbs to come off. I'm hard to kill. I got some bigger stuff the big baller got to do. And that guy upstairs put me up here for a reason.
Got a lot of things left to do. Just a body part.
He's got a lot more limbs.
A lot more limbs. I miss LeVar Ball, not going to lie. Cartoon sideshow and
yeah.
A bit annoying, but I enjoyed it.
I feel like he should come out every like July just to give us some stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would love to bring him on in July. Just tell us about your time playing in the NFL. Because he played for the Panthers and Jets.
Yeah, what do you think about LiAngelo Ball's new venture? Like,
yeah, just,
come on.
Are the ball are Big Baller Brand going to come back with new shoes?
I thought you were going to say, oh, the balls going to something, something.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
The balls, the next body parts. I'm just kidding. To go.
Lonzo's coming back, or has already come back. So, yeah, everything kind of looking up for the entire Ball family. Yeah, they need to re-release the shoes. I think that's the move, is to re-release the shoes. They can still be $700. Who cares?
Sean Mace behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. Soft Boys every Wednesday at 12:30 here on the Paul Gallant Show. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Up next, the Rockets are 44-25 with 13 games to go. How likely is a 50-win season? We'll discuss. Stick around.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Don't forget, guys, Bracket Madness is back, brought to you by the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, East River 9, the Two Creeks Crossing Resort. That time of year to test your knowledge against us and other listeners. You can go and sign up. ESPN975.com on the promotions tab. You'll be competing for a perfect bracket, but also prizes from Two Creeks Crossing Resort, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Gooder Sunglasses, Nico Nico's, Trulux, and more. So again, ESPN975.com in the promotions tab to sign up and join the competition. On the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, Julian has a thought on what we discussed in Soft Boys, Rory McIlroy taking away a phone from a young Texas golf player who I believe plays for the actual Horns themselves. Julian, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on the MAGA show, Nate and Gallant again. It's a pleasure to be on with some true Americans. So listen, yes, Rory is a baby back soft boy for doing that. But how much of a little bitch do you have to be to say, here, Rory, here's my phone, and then not to get it back? Like, as a grown man, yeah, I know he's in college, but you're still a grown man. I mean, you're 21, 22, you're a grown man.
And Rory's a small guy.
Be to be so damn submissive and to comply with the request with no kind of rebuttal or anything. It's crazy, and it's the epitome of this generation that is just baby back bitches. Like, yes, sir, here you go. Have a good one, guys.
Appreciate the phone call, Julian. You know what? Honestly, didn't even think about that. Should have. Yeah, why did he just give the phone away voluntarily? Yeah. I will give my phone to my friends when they ask for it, and if they take it from me, I get pissed off. Like, it's like I'm Gollum. You know, my precious, you know? Like, I don't like my phone taken from me, and I mean, I suppose maybe he thought Rory was going to take a selfie with him or something like that, but like, no.
Not
he just heckled him.
Yeah.
Maybe Luke Potter, the Texas golfer, felt guilty. He did apologize for it after the fact and gave him the phone because of that.
You got to, though. Like, if you're Luke Potter and you, like, afterwards, you just have to apologize to Rory McIlroy. It's a little bit of a power imbalance where it's some random, I mean, no disrespect to him, but some random college golfer trying to chirp like a three, four-time major winner in Rory McIlroy. Like, I get that you have to, someone eventually will pull Luke Potter aside and be like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
But yeah, to like hand him, because I did kind of just like visualize it as him snatching, you know, the Jason Kelce video from when he was at Penn State with what they call his brother. I think they called him F word, or maybe just the G word. I forgot. But I was picturing a more violent act, but he really just kind of like, here you go.
Yeah, it was legitimately like that. He was later escorted off the course. He did get his cell phone back.
Okay, great.
Potter had won his first NCAA individual victory the day before. He was asked about it. Look, I made a mistake. I take ownership for it. I apologize for it. That's all that needs to be said. A good learning experience. Yeah, I apologize. His golf coach, John Fields, said he's got a hole in his heart. Whoa. He has no idea what was coming out of his mouth was going to result. He had no idea that what was coming out of his mouth was going to result in this fashion. With regards to our University of Texas program, it's an embarrassing moment. It's particularly sensitive to me because our program is built on respect for the game. Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is annoying.
Yep.
Golf is so annoying. And I would tell you that we coach 18 to 22-year-olds on a normal basis, and they don't always make the right call. And that's my responsibility as a coach when they do make a mistake. It's a learning moment. Potter sent written apologies to McIlroy, the PGA Tour commissioner, and several others, and he did not say if he'll be disciplined within the team. Goodness gracious. I mean, he heckled him, and he lost his phone for a moment in time and has been publicly shamed online. Like, what more do we need? And honestly, Rory McIlroy is soft AF for getting mad about that.
We have high standards at University of Texas golf, all right?
Yeah, I guess
so. Legendary coach John Fields, he's got national championships to win.
So is Potter Texas worthy, Sean?
I
used to say Texans worthy. Is he Texas worthy?
I don't think this rises to the level of shunning him. We'll save that for more of the Justin Tuckers of the world, allegedly. You know what? He's a kid, made a mistake, although he is a junior, so Julian's right. He is like 21 years old. But yeah, come on.
It was a good hickle. It was a good heckle. Guess what? I mean, you know, week before St. Patrick's Day. I don't know. Potter does sound like British based off of Harry Potter entirely.
Yeah.
But you know what?
You guys should be on the same side. Someone should have just stepped in. I
know I'm a professional journalist and all that crap, blah, blah, blah. But if I were at a golf event and Rory McIlroy's nearby, I would probably heckle. And I'd probably say, Northern Ireland sucks. F you. Traitor. 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 Margaret
just keep yelling traitor.
Margaret Thatcher sympathizer. Traitor. Traitor!
Resign, sir.
Resign! Resign! He is Sean Mapes behind the glass. I am Paul Gallant. 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. If you want to weigh in on Jose Altuve's first really bad play in left field, you can. It's been rough. If you want to weigh in on Lance McCullers and his first appearance with the Astros in nearly 850 days, you can too. Up next, though, something really interesting could be coming in the near future to Texas sports. I don't know how this is happening, but it is. What is it? You'll find out next. Stay put.
Sign up for ESPN Houston's Bracket Madness contest at ESPN975.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.